Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang. I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. And let's dive straight into today's first story, which comes from a throwaway account and says, my girlfriend thinks my girlfriend is crossing boundaries. And the second girlfriend is obviously just a girl that is a friend. Just wanted to clear that up because there was confusion in the comments about that as well. But anyway, I, 19 male, have been in a relationship with my girlfriend, 20 female, for over 3 years. I've known her for 5. I've known my other friend, 20 female, for around the same time. My friend, who we'll call Greta, and I talk a lot. Greta sometimes asks for things like for me to buy her expensive clothes and food and a lot of stuff. She also begs me to hang out with her, and we shared locations. My girlfriend didn't mind this until one day, while looking in my Find My app, not to snoop, but to look for something important on the app, saw that I had Greta's location. My girlfriend, who we'll call Fran, questioned me and asked me why she had my location. I said it was because she asked and I gave it. She said she felt uncomfortable, so I stopped letting Greta have my location. I thought it was dumb, sure, but I did for her security. A couple of days later, Greta questions why we stopped sharing locations. I state my girlfriend was uncomfortable. Greta said that Fran was insecure and that we couldn't have anything because of her, and that Fran didn't like her and was controlling. I didn't back Fran up and agreed that I thought the decision was stupid. This was 2 weeks ago. However, today, Fran found out and she was livid. She was pissed that I would basically let Greta say these things about her, especially when some of them weren't true. She also found it weird that Greta reacted badly to the location thing, especially when Greta expressed that she only does it for fun and that she doesn't care or check. She basically thinks now that Greta doesn't know her place as her friend and she doesn't know boundaries because she says Greta made up lies about her because she had never said anything bad about Greta and that she stated a boundary and that we basically shat all over her. She stated she needed a boyfriend who was going to defend her from people who say bad things about her. Fran says it's up to me who I'm friends with, but she's extremely hurt. I let Greta say all this stuff without backing her up. I do agree that now after talking that some of Greta's behavior is weird, but I don't know what else to do. Any advice? Edit. Whoa. Thanks for the much needed brutally honest advice. When I get up tomorrow, I'm going to talk to my girlfriend and tell her everything, and then I will deal with Greta. Now, just looking at this from a friendship point of view, you said that Greta sometimes asks you to buy expensive things, clothes and food for her, and you do. And my first question was, why? You know, an odd gift for a friend, absolutely. But I couldn't imagine going up to one of my friends and saying, oh, can you buy me these clothes or could you buy me some food, etc.? Maybe if you were stuck for a bit of cash at that moment and then you pay it back, but this sounds the way it was said in this post more frequently than that, so I don't get what's going on here. But Muck Kitten Man says, just why? And then quotes, Greta sometimes asks for things like, for me to buy her expensive clothes and food, and we share locations. Valid. And says, my girlfriend questioned me and asked me why she had my location. Bad. Greta said that Fran was insecure, that we couldn't have anything because of her. Wrong. I didn't back Fran up and agreed that I thought the decision was stupid. Understandable. Fran found out and she was livid. She was pissed that I let Greta say these things about her when some of them weren't true. Greta directly challenged your girlfriend right here. And quotes, I stated my girlfriend was uncomfortable. Greta said that Fran was insecure and that we couldn't have anything because of her, and that Fran didn't like her and was controlling. and goes on to say the dynamics of your friendship with Greta is abnormal. Why'd you buy her expensive shit? Why'd you let her talk smack about your girlfriend? Why are you sharing locations with her? I don't know if you're the weird one in this situation, but Greta sounds like an odd character. OP responds saying, she wants me to buy her expensive things, for example, a sports jersey that was on sale. When Fran found out, she said she was hoping there's no way I was actually buying it for Greta. I said yes. I decided not to after seeing how mad Fran got. There have been times where she would ask me to get Uber Eats for her and I would say no. I also shared my family Netflix account with her. And when Fran found out, she was very mad. When she, Greta, has done requests, I always say no now. To answer the question about why I shared the location with her, she basically said, let's share locations, and I responded with, okay. And Greta didn't talk about Fran until now, because I thought the location thing was dumb too, because Fran felt sharing your location with others was for significant others and family members only. I didn't see the problem with the location because it's not like she's going to come and find me. Plus, she shares her location with others. However, I find it suspicious that she had such a big reaction to Fran's boundary. Sea Onion says, dude, you have two girlfriends, that's the problem. You're treating someone that isn't your girlfriend better than your girlfriend. And then siding with that person in arguments. You're choosing her over your girlfriend on many levels. This isn't cool. Set some boundaries or you're going to lose Fran. Also, stop buying random girl stuff. If you don't reserve some things just for your partner, she's bound to feel betrayed and unimportant. Oboard says, it sounds like maybe you want to date Greta. Opie responds saying, I promise I don't. I don't have a lot of friends and sometimes I let friends do things they shouldn't. Responsible Stick says, Greta begged you to hang out, wants to know your location and is spreading lies about your girlfriend. Since you haven't figured it out, Greta is trying to get you out of the friend zone. You failed your girlfriend by agreeing with Greta. You're lucky she didn't dump you already. And just so you do better in the future, don't ever say, my girlfriend made me. Try saying, after discussing it with girlfriend, I agreed it was inappropriate and disrespectful to girlfriend, and I stopped sharing my location with you. And when Greta starts saying shit about your girlfriend, you tell her to shut it because you don't want to hear it. Let Greta go be a mean girl somewhere else. Oh, and just so you are aware, Greta is most likely saying way worse stuff about your girlfriend than she ever says to you. Greta is jealous. Super jealous. So then OP comes in to update the post, which says, thanks to everyone who had things to say to me. I appreciate it as they were all things I really needed to hear. Well, here's the update. I did try to post a slight update, but now that everything is settled and it's been 48 hours, I can tell you everything. Fran had gone through my phone and found out about what I said that way. She apologized for that and has guaranteed that she won't do it again. But she said she had been suspicious ever since Greta asked me to buy her things. We talked about it and said that we'd communicate more, and also I apologized because, as a person pointed out, I had a tendency to say, Fran said no. Like she was controlling me or shutting options down whenever Greta would ask to do something without a conversation. Examples like the no location, which I did realize was stupid. Fran asked me to give her a reason why the location was important and why it was important to share with her that wasn't something like, because I want to, and I was stumped. I couldn't think of anything, and I came to the realization that I was absolutely stupid. Fran tried to reach out to Greta and talk to her about the location issue, which is the most recent issue and more specifically the incident that included Greta talking about my girlfriend. Fran was really respectful and tried to get her point of view, which was slammed by Greta. Greta called my girlfriend insecure the whole time, told her off for looking through my messages, claimed that the boundaries Fran set were only set in place just for Greta, that she stood by what she said about her and that the location thing wasn't weird. This was silly, even though some of the boundaries had been set in place far before she came. When Fran tried to tell her it wasn't like that and clarified things, apologized for looking through the messages, and that she again didn't appreciate the words said as she had never said anything negative about Greta. Greta again pulled the insecure card and said that Fran still looked at our messages to find out about the situation, that she was insecure, and that she wasn't going to sit and go back and forth with someone's girlfriend who can't trust her boyfriend. Which she did because we did talk things through. Fran is even more annoyed and has given up on talking to her. because Greta basically didn't address anything she said. Fran told me that I needed to talk to her, because the fact that Greta is acting like Fran needs to let me do whatever I want with her is suspicious, and now I feel no respect for Greta. I talked to her and called her out. I said that Fran hadn't done anything wrong. I was a dick that didn't stand up for his girlfriend, and while I was laughing at her with Greta, I realized I shouldn't have done that. That she reacted really badly to Fran's decisions, and said that Fran wasn't targeting Greta, especially since those boundaries were there before and after her. She only apologized to me, but I fucked it up by being too forgiving and saying that we all played a part, so that we should let it go. Fran said that the apology went well until I essentially started blaming everyone, and said while looking in my messages was wrong, that did not even begin to compare to what Greta had done in return to me and her. I said I wanted everyone to be happy, and my girlfriend exasperatedly said, "Oh my god, dude, in this situation you can't have it all, and frankly you shouldn't. She is not worthy of the time you give her. And I find it absolutely insane you'd even want to consider staying friends with her and basically uplifting her feelings as well. You shouldn't have done that." She then did not talk to me for a while. I then text Greta that an apology had to be issued to Fran. She didn't respond for a couple of hours. I then text her again and said that we couldn't be friends because she doesn't respect my girlfriend or the decisions we made mutually. Greta instantly responded and said that she would apologize. Fran is again somewhat frustrated because she says I shouldn't have waited to hear what she had to say, and at this point she's trying to save her own ass. Fran says she cannot forgive Greta, and it will be a long time before she can even begin to think about ever forgiving her. Fran ultimately told me it was up to me about our friendship. For the time being, I'm ignoring Greta and not responding to her. Fran thinks I shouldn't be friends with her regardless. It's been a rough couple of days, and I'm thankful that my girlfriend didn't somehow break up with me, and I'm really grateful for all the advice that everyone has given me. I did realize that I am, to an extent, too nice for my own good. Edit. Last thing, but for real this time, I've decided to cut ties with Greta. I know that this will keep happening again and again, and I know I need to put a stop to it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There was a couple of comments on the update as well, which I was going to cover, starting with MinuteBox3852, who says, "Greta is not your friend, OP. She sees you as her boyfriend and has been grooming you to accept that by manipulating you to treat her as a girlfriend. Buy her things, share your location. Let me ask this. If she asked you to share locations as just a joke, how'd she know so fast you turned it off? She was keeping tabs on if and when you were with your girlfriend, OP. Did you notice increases to her messages and wanting attention when you're at locations she assumed you were with your girlfriend? If yes, she was trying to steal your attention and piss your girlfriend off. She wants to upset her. She wants her to blow up so she can paint your girlfriend as the bad guy. OP, any sane girlfriend would have a problem with this shit. She's been trying to drive a wedge, OP, and you've been somewhat blind to that. Cut Greta loose. Tell her Fran is your SO and you love her. She's the one you want to be with, and block her. Don't feel bad about it. She's fully aware of her manipulative ways." And one more comment from AcrobaticPanda1119, who says, "Your girlfriend is far more understanding than I would be. I would have given you the ultimatum she desperately needs to. It's fine to have friends and friends of the opposite sex, but the second you start disrespecting your partner, letting someone else trample all over them takes it way out of line. I thought you were finally seeing the light in how awful Greta is. And I don't just mean awful to Fran, I mean awful to you. She's using you and not respecting your girlfriend or your relationship. This very much means she does not respect you. When you started blaming everyone and not just Greta here and basically let her off scot-free, your girlfriend is right. You can't have it all and you shouldn't want to. God have said you can have Greta, packed my shit and left you. No way I'd want to play second fiddle to a manipulator and overall disrespectful friend. Also, Greta is crazy. Location sharing. She's going to go boiled bunny on you when you finally wake up and cut her off. And I'm glad that Opie came in with an edit at the end and said that they've decided to cut ties with Greta because it's going to keep happening again and again. And that was the feeling I was getting as I was reading that update. When Opie initially texted Greta that an apology had to be issued to Fran, she ignored Opie for a couple of hours. But then when Opie said that, you know, we can't be friends anymore, she instantly replies and said that she would apologize. And you just know it's never going to be a genuine apology. Greta already made herself very clear within the update as well, calling, you know, Fran insecure and all this kind of thing. But what do you guys make of this situation? Would you cut that friend off? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story. And our next story comes from Ulfa, who says, am I the asshole for keeping the scratch ticket a sore loser didn't want? Greetings, am I the asshole? I find myself in an ethical quandary. A bunch of friends and I made a stupid bet 364 days ago. 10 people threw $20 into a pot and weighed themselves. Whoever lost the most weight, come next New Year's, won the pot. I'd completely forgotten about this bet until I tried to decline attending the weigh-in for the prize. And when I tried to demur anyway, I was told, and this is a direct quote from the girl who called me, no balls. Thus, I had to go. I wanted to skip and just give up the $20 because I've lost a fairly significant percentage of my body mass over the last 9 months or so, and just didn't really want to talk about it because I was doing it more because I was developing a second chin than for people to praise me. Also, cheaper medical insurance. One of the 10 people is hyper competitive type, who tends to be an incredibly sore loser, especially when he feels blindsided, which is most of the time when he loses. So I assumed I won and stopped at a convenience store for 10 $20 increments of voluntary taxes, read scratch tickets. If I didn't win, well, I spent more on dumber things. Wound up winning anyway, thus I offered my peace offerings. Everyone grabbed a scratch ticket, except sore loser guy. He said, nah, fuck you, man, and went off to sulk. Offered again and was told to back the fuck away. So I now had 2 tickets to scratch. A couple of people won a little bit of money, a few got play again amounts of money, and the ticket I'd picked for myself was a dud. So I scratched sore loser's ticket and it was a winner. So much so that I blurted out, no fucking shot. $1,000 winning ticket. People got curious and then started ribbing the sore loser absolutely mercilessly about being an idiot. Several people said I should give him the ticket because that's a lot of money and it was for him, even if he was being a crybaby. He shot me down twice when I offered, and I know for a fact if our roles were reversed, he'd keep it. I'm getting enough flack about this and would rather not mention getting a bunch of free money to people I know, seeing as I'm in enough trouble already. From the folks who were there about, hey man, can I borrow $100? You just got $1,000. What is the Reddit hive mind's thoughts on this? Edit, please note, I'm spectacularly unhappy with myself for blurting out what I blurted. Honest to God, if I had a bit more self-control, I'd be so much happier. You can't be more disappointed in me than I am. Promise. Now, I think for me in this one, it's a pretty simple one, basically. He said, nah, fuck you, man, then went off to sulk. And then when you offered again, kindly offered again, he told you to back the fuck away. No one disrespects you like that and then gets a free ticket. And let's not forget, this was money you spent on these tickets because you assumed you won the weighing competition thing you did, which you kindly spent on these tickets to give to people. And like very much like the family situations, anyone saying otherwise, they can gift him the $1,000 if they want. But Bear Man Cartoon says, not the asshole. He seems like someone who sulks often to get his way, and your friends have grown accustomed to just give in because it is less hassle. Go treat yourself. You deserve it. Opie says, you are not wrong. I've gone out of my way to avoid competing with this dude. I guess others have as well. He's not a bad guy if there's no competition to be found. Soon as the faintest whiff of competition, though, he gets tedious. Liberate Main Street says, not the asshole. Dude had his chance and he blew it over ego. Serves him right. Opie responds saying, he actually showed up in meme level workout gear, mesh shorts, Under Armour top, headband and freaking wristbands. I will savor my memory of the look on his face when he found out the dude in comically too large clothes absolutely destroyed him on the scoreboard. That says, not the asshole, keep your karma 1k win and screw everyone else. You didn't want to follow through with a bet in the first place. You did so to keep the peace and your mental sanity. You tried to do something nice with your winnings that you didn't even want in the first place to also keep your sanity and got gifted with more. Not your problem, not your issue, but I'd expect your baby coworker to be even more hostile in the future. And one more comment from Agreeable Doubt 4504, who says, not the asshole, except for going because someone taunted you. That was stupid. Keep the money and do something fun or stupid with it. Just treat yourself. Or since you said your clothes are too big, go buy yourself some new clothes that fit now. That would actually be a great use for this unexpected windfall. It's a good excuse to treat yourself to some clothes that fit since it sounds like you could use them anyway. Opie responds saying, I'm holding out until I stop shrinking. Kinda seems like a waste to get stuff I'm not going to fit in either in a few weeks. The stuff I have is still comfy, even if it looks like I'm a kid in dad's clothes for Halloween. I'm working from home and my dog certainly doesn't seem to care. The no boss thing wasn't a taunt so much as it was a promise that she'd come over and make me if I didn't show up on my own. She's terrifying if she thinks it's for your own good. New clothes will certainly be on the way just as soon as I hit the target weight. Shouldn't be much longer. And now I'm going to turn this to you guys. What would you do if you was in OP's situation? Would you have given that guy that money under the pressure from a few people who were saying, you know, gift it to him, it was his anyway, or whatever? Or would you say, no, he doesn't deserve it? I mean, I can't get over it. Like, he was just bloody rude to you. And then people were like, yeah, give him $1,000. He deserves it, kind of thing. Holy shit. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Now, just a huge thank you from the bottom of my heart for getting involved in today's stories. Your love, your support, and time always means the absolute world to me. So thank you so much for being involved. It's absolutely incredible. And if you do love a Reddit story, there'll be a couple of playlists at the very end of the video, which you can click on and it scroll through all the videos for you automatically. So whatever you're up to, and don't forget to let me know because I always love to hear it. It will continue to scroll through those videos for you. Anyway, I hope you have a wonderful day ahead of you and I will see you in the next one. Take care and much love.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.